I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, told lawmakers on Capitol Hill today that the economy has entered a new period of more vigorous economic expansion. That's how he put it. Robust corporate profit reports also out today seem to underline this analysis. So why did stock prices start to slide this morning as investors took in Mr. Greenspan's words? Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, what is it with investors? All this good news and they go off in the corner and sulk?
Yeah, Greenspan focused on the positive today, but it wasn't so much what he said, it was what he didn't say. Up to now, the monetary policymakers at the central bank have said they could be patient about when to raise interest rates again. Well, today, Greenspan said nothing about patience, and in fact, he suggested that low short-term interest rates will eventually have to rise, and the Fed, in his words, will act as necessary to ensure price stability. Among the other changes in tone, just a month ago, the Fed policymakers said the economy was expanding at a solid pace. Today, Greenspan called it robust. And a month ago, the word was new hiring has lagged. Today, Greenspan said the labor market now appears to be gradually improving.
So does he give any indication of when exactly interest rates might start going up?
You might call his remarks in the past couple of days a break-it-to-me-gently approach. He's basically been reminding investors that the days of rock-bottom rates can't last forever. But listen to the way he dodged being specific today as he answered questions before Congress's Joint Economic Committee.
I can't obviously stipulate where the Federal Open Market Committee is going to go or not go because, one, I can guess, but I'm not sure. And in any event, if I could guess, I shouldn't say what I guess.
So in other words, keep investors guessing, but start bracing them for some kind of rate increase. Since last June, of course, the Fed has held short-term rates at 1%, the lowest since 1958. The prevailing view from most economists is that rates will be left at that level at the next meeting of Fed policymakers on May 4th. Some think a rate hike could come by the end of summer, while others believe rates might stay where they are into next year.
So how do you figure out what to do? Is it good news or is it bad news? There's a chance of higher interest rates, but Wall Street watches earnings too. And what about the profit picture?
Well, that's definitely helping to support stock prices, even in the face of this rate hike pressure. Just today, Motorola delivered a pleasant surprise to Wall Street with its strongest quarter in years. Ford, likewise, had its best profits in years. J.P. Morgan Chase beat Wall Street expectations. Coca-Cola profits were up, and Kodak's quarterly net profit more than doubled. And those strong reports are helping to counterbalance any fears of an increase in interest rates. We'll be watching reaction to Greenspan's words today in the Marketplace newsroom, and we'll be continuing our look at rampant corruption in the U.S. taxpayer-funded reconstruction of Iraq.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.